The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the Along Came a Writer Network. Opinions expressed in our shows do not necessarily reflect those of the network.
Listeners, welcome to the Lena Nelson Dooley Show. Today, I'm very excited to be interviewing a longtime friend of mine, writer friend. Because there are so many exciting things going on in her life. Her name is Mira Lee Farrell, and she's an award-winning, best-selling author with 23 books in print. She's written both historical and contemporary romance, women's fiction, and middle grade horse novels. She started writing in 2005, and her first book, The Other Daughter, released in 2007. And I immediately had to read that book. I had a book named The Other Brother, and I wanted to see what The Other Daughter was like. Her newest release, Runaway Romance. Remember that title, Runaway Romance. It's the first in a set, and it's available now, and was also produced as a movie for TV, which is airing still, isn't it? Airing on channel. Are there any more airing?
It has aired three times now. It aired twice on January 7th and twice on the 14th this last Sunday. We will actually find out in a few days, sometime this week, if there will be a second movie, and there's a good chance that there will be. A second movie that will continue secondary character's story, and we'll also see the primary characters from the first movie as well. They'll continue through it. And if that comes out, it'll be probably this next fall, and they will re-show Runaway Romance probably three or four times in the month prior to the second movie's airing. So people will get a chance to catch up on that, and it'll also be out on DVD on Amazon in about 2 months.
Yes, and I'm glad for that because I don't have a channel, and so I was really upset when I found out I couldn't hear it. Also, listeners, Mira Lee wears more than one hat in the publishing world. She's an author. She's also the lead acquisitions editor and publisher at Mountain Brook, Inc. It's a small but respected publisher drawing the attention of several agents in the Christian industry. And Mira Lee and her husband live in the Pacific Northwest, where she enjoys riding horseback with her grown daughter and hiking on nearby trails. I will tell you, listeners, that I have read, I think, every book that has come out from her, and because I love her writing. She writes the kind of books that I like, and she's a very, very readable, connectable author. So let's see. You've been in the publishing business longer than you've been in the movie business. So tell us how the publishing came about.
Well, the publishing came about totally without any planning on my part at all, as far as me being published or even starting to write. I had no desire to ever be an author. Unlike many authors, most authors that I've spoken to that have said, oh yes, I was writing stories as a little girl. This is what I dreamed about. I always wanted to be. No, not me. In fact, we just signed a 17-year-old, our very, very, very youngest ever author with Mountain Brook, Inc. And she's all, that's been
really?
Since she was a little girl. And she's extremely talented. Yes, her book comes out 1st of May. We're very excited about it, a young adult. book. But, that was not me.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You need to really, you need to contact me and get her scheduled on my blog.
I would love that. And maybe even on your podcast, that would be really good. Yes, because she's very well spoken. So, but I didn't have that. That was not something that I did and ever wanted to do. But when I was actually around, I don't know, 49, 50 years old, something like that, kind of dating myself here. But my kids were all grown away from home, and I kind of had a little bit more time. My focus had shifted. I was at an evening church service with a special speaker that I really trusted and just had sat under for a number of years when he'd come to visit. And he had a little bit of a prophetic type ministry, and as he was praying at the front and just asked if anybody had any prayer needs, and I came forward, and I don't even remember what for, and it certainly wasn't about that, but as he began to pray for me, he stopped, and he said, "I just feel a real sense in my spirit that you are called to write. The Lord wants you to write, and I do not know if it's fiction or nonfiction or poetry or I don't know what it is, but it's not only that you're supposed to write, it needs to be published." And he said, pray about this. And I said, "I will." He said, does that confirm anything in your heart? And I said, "I've had other people say that to me, but I've never taken it seriously." And he said, you need to. Please pray about it. And I did. And 2 years later, long story short, the other daughter was in print from the time that he spoke that word until I had written it, gotten an agent, and I went through other steps. Several magazine articles were just immediately picked up that I wrote, and I didn't know that this was unusual. and I went through these steps without even knowing what I was doing. I had no training. I'd never been to a conference. I went to one conference, and that was where I accidentally pitched my book across the breakfast table to a acquisitions editor from Kriegel, and didn't even really know who she was. And she was just asking about my book. And I told her what I was working on, what I was writing. It was already written, The Other Daughter. And she said, I think my editor would absolutely love that. And she says, I'm going to tell him about it. I said, "Oh, okay." And so then I saw her the next morning, and I said, "Were you serious about that?" "Oh, yes. I've already called him. He wants it. You're supposed to send it to him." And within a couple of months, it was under contract, and about 16 months later, it was out. So the Lord moved very quickly, and when he said he wanted me to be writing, he meant it. And one book followed another, followed another, followed another, and it's just been a nonstop marathon since then.
Well, how did this lead to a publishing company that you're involved in?
Well, I had, I don't know how many books out by that time. It was 4 years ago. And about 5 years ago, I actually lost my contract with David C. Cook. I absolutely love David C. Cook. I had done 4 books with them, a historical romance, the Love Blossoms in Oregon series. I had done 4 of my middle grade books with them, my Horses and Friends series. And they were the editor at the time had just gone to another company, and they were in a real transition phase. But he had assured me before he left that he was just sure they were going to take my next series. And same with the other lead editor there, that was the publisher that had left, actually. The lead editor there felt the same way. The marketing team, they were all excited about what I was going to be doing. And then word came down right at the time they were doing the actual meeting, acquisitions meeting, that they were closing their fiction line. And so David C. Cook completely closed their fiction line. And they just decided they would continue to promote the fiction that they had, but they would not be acquiring anything more. And so that was it. I mean, I was just like, we were all in tears because that was my family.
Yeah.
I had to decide what to do, and I went through several months of a break and deciding that I wasn't going to do anything, and I was going to rest, and that I was going to then decided that to publish my own next book that was a novella that tied in with one of their books, and they gave me permission for that, as well as another Horses and Friends book. I wanted to do a fifth one. And they said, sure, it'll just do nothing but help our books. And so I was starting on that, and I thought, I've got to have a name. It's going to look terrible if it says Amazon Services. I need a name if I'm going to self-publish this. And so I came up with Mountain Brook, Inc., and it's I-N-K, like a flowing river of ink. And so I did that, and then I decided, oh, I had my brother call me, and he said, how did your book end up on CBD? And I said, it's not. And he said, you're self-published one. I said, it's not. He said, yes, it is. And I looked, and it was. I picked up the phone, called CBD, and they said, oh, well, the rest of your series is with us. He said, we don't have a contract with Mountain Brook, Inc., but we can pick up the print ones. We just don't have a contract with them for the ebooks. And he said, if you want to talk to your publisher, they had no idea that they were talking to her. If you want to talk to your publisher, then we would be happy once, if as long as they've got 10 or more titles, that we would be happy to go ahead and set up possibly consider looking at their books and doing a contract. And I said, oh, okay, thank you. I will pass that word along. And so I got off the phone and I started thinking, 10 titles. I can't write that fast. And so I started talking to various friends and praying about it and talking to my husband. And I thought, why not? And so I had a friend who had just, Heartsong had just closed. And they closed their line, and that's who she wrote for. So she said, you know, I would be willing to go under your imprint. And that's Kimberly Johnson, Kimberly Rose Johnson, she writes that.
Yes.
And she's a close friend. And so she was our very first series. And she's since then had two other series, and she's starting a cozy mystery series with us that's going to be releasing soon in June. And so the ball kind of started rolling, and word got out, and a couple of more people approached me. And before long, I was being invited to conferences as an acquisitions editor. And now for this last two years, I've had agents from several agencies sending me their work and their author's work. And I've had more than one agent that has told me that I am one of the best, if not Mountain Brook, Inc. is the best small press that they've worked with. And that's just such a blessing to hear that they feel like we are very professional and are very good in the way we have an actual publicist that I have hired that has come alongside that works in-house promotes our work. And that's very, very unusual for a small press to do that. So
yes,
that's kind of the whole story in a nutshell of my journey.
You need to have your publicist contact me with every book. And we need to book them about 3 months in advance, if possible.
Oh, for your podcast? That would be wonderful.
No, for my blog.
How about your podcast?
I only have one podcast a month. And
I see. Okay. Gotcha.
But I would be open to interviewing some of your authors on the podcast. We'll have to talk about that.
Yes, but we will. We won't take up the time now on that.
Yeah. Have your publicist contact me to get them on my blog, because, you know, my blog has a very wide reach.
Well, and we actually have had a number of our authors on your blog.
Yes.
And I really appreciate that.
Oh, I know.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, we need to move on to the next big item here.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I'm excited about.
Yes.
We need to know how that movie came about.
Oh, my gracious. That was a God thing. I mean, every step, from the time that evangelist spoke over me, that pastor, actually, and said, you need to be writing, all the way through, getting my agent, everything has been a God journey. I have had literally nothing to do with it. So if we go back to the Love... Yes, if we go back, it all ties in with the Love Finds You books. So this particular producer... their company produced three of the Love Finds You movies on the Up Channel. Well, they had kind of decided to quit, and they weren't doing anything more, and that was going to be it. But she wanted to go and do something completely different, and she wanted to be able to produce another movie, and the Up Channel had contacted her about a completely different project of doing a three-part movie series. And she wanted to have an author tied in with it to help promote and have a book out there that it was based on. And so she had read three of my four Love Finds You books. And her favorite was Love Finds You in Sundance, which is now called Outlaw Angel. I've republished it under a new cover and a new name of Outlaw Angel.
Cool.
And that was her, yeah, that was her favorite of all the Love Finds You books that she had read. And but she couldn't do that one because it was a historical, and they were only doing contemporary. Uh-huh. So she actually contacted me and said, I've read three of your books, love them, love your voice. And we would want to know if you would be interested in working with us and collaborating on a book movie project. And you write the book and we'll produce the movie, but we will collaborate on the story and pitch it to Up. And so that's what we did. She and I came up with she actually gave me a two or three sentence because we kicked around. We went for months pitching various different ones to them that they didn't like, and they'd come back and say, we really want this element instead. Well, we want it to be set at Christmas. No, we don't want it to be set at Christmas. Now we want it to have it in Amish country. And so it kept changing. And so she came to me and said, what if a reality star got sick of a reality life and ended up in Amish country? Could you write a book about that? And I said, well, yeah, sure, why not? And that was the story idea, and that was what I wrote the book based on, that question. And so I just kind of ran with it. And there would be times that I'd hit a log jam and I'd call her and say, okay, what do you think? And we'd brainstorm an idea and we'd come out with something, and then I'd put that in the book. And so I actually gave them a 5-page summary of, and I'm hearing some feedback on your end, I think. I'm not sure. But I gave them a 5-page summary of the idea that I came up with. And then the script writers did kind of a summary of that and took it to Up, and they tweaked it a tiny bit, not much, and said, yeah, we really like it, and we're going to go ahead and go with this. So then I was writing the book and they were writing the script, and I got about a third of the way through the book, and then I waited for the script to be totally done. And then I fleshed out mine quite a bit more, put a secondary story thread in it about a homeless woman. So it's not just about a gal running away from her reality TV show and landing at a small Amish bed and breakfast. And so there's an Amish element. There is a romance that is a broken romance, and then a romance that she starts having in this new town. And then the question of, is she going to choose the old boyfriend or the new boyfriend? And then also the Amish influence on her life. So that's kind of how it all happened. And we're, like I said, we're waiting to see if there's going to be a number two, but very good chance there will be.
Well, cool. Cool. You know, when my book, I had one, Love Finds You, and there was a reason that I decided to ask for the rights back, and I had Joyce contact them, and someone that worked for them who knew me, you know, she told Joyce, said, why don't you wait a little while, because there's this production company that's considering Love Finds You books, and they're interested in this book.
Mm-hmm.
And then they decided to not go with any historical. So
right, that was the Up Channel's decision. Yes, and historicals are unfortunately out. Hallmark isn't taking them, other than When Calls the Heart. Hallmark isn't taking any historicals either, which is really a shame. I'm hoping this new movie Hostiles will help turn that around.
I don't know. Hallmark is asking for books, and there was something in there about it, about historicals. They may be taking historical books. You know, they're going to start publishing.
Yeah.
They're mm-hmm. going to start publishing books.
Right.
Because
right.
Joyce contacted me with the information about what was going
right.
on. But we do not know, like, what's going on. But what's crazy is, okay, I've never had anything like this happen, Marilee. You know what we do. We write proposals, and your agent sends them out, and you...
Right.
From, you know, it might be 1 month, it might be 6 months before you hear
mm-hmm.
and all this kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. In December, before Christmas, but middle December maybe, Joyce contacted me and said there was this publisher that was wanting to do a Christmas book for next year. And she told her, I want this and this and this and this and this, you know, that an author that's visible and has a track record and, you know, all these kind of things. And Joyce said, when she gave me all this, your name came to me. Now, you're talking about God.
Right.
It was funny. In you know, I feature these books on my blog, and from September through December, at least a third of them are Christmas novels or novellas. So I've been reading that, and I thought in about the beginning of October, you know, I'd really like to write a full length Christmas novel. And that was just a thought. I don't know when I'll do it or not, when I'll have time to do it, but I'd like to do that. And so when Joyce was telling me this, I told her what had happened. And she contacted, because usually Joyce will send it to our loop and say, anybody want to submit for this and that kind of thing. And so she contacted her and she said, oh, yeah, I would be interested in her. And I said, well, I need to pray and see if God will give me a story here. So I began to pray, and in two days I had a story. In two days I had a story. And I was already signed a contract that I'm writing another. And so between Christmas and New Year's, I wrote the synopsis and one chapter in that. I said, I cannot write a complete proposal. I can only do this, Joyce.
Right.
And I sent it to her on January 2nd. She got it, read it, said she loved it. She said, what's not to love? And then she sent it on. And before the end of that day, we heard back from the editor that she was going to work on an offer for me.
Oh, fantastic.
An offer for me.
Yes.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, of that fast. So, that's amazing in the publishing world.
And I'll tell you,
the wheels go slowly.
Yeah. And it's all been worked out in the contracts. The contract's on the way. I mean, it's like...
That's fantastic. Wonderful.
God.
That's cool. Yes.
But God. That's,
yes. Yes.
That is my whole life, my whole writing life has been God. I don't know if you have gone to my blog or my website, but there's a testimony on my About Me page that tells how God told me to become a professional writer. And it was in 1 week. I mean, it was in 3 days that he did this. And then how, as I've been obedient, he's just brought things into my life. And that's what it's, your experiences with God are totally unique to you, and mine are totally unique to me, but I so understand.
Oh, yeah.
Because my whole career is God's. I mean, it's just,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm so thrilled to hear this about you and all these things that are going on.
Yes. And I'll tell you, and it's so funny because here I am now, I'm over 60, not going to say how old, and, and I'm working as harder than I ever have my entire life, and putting in longer hours. And I'm so thankful this did not happen when my kids were home, because I couldn't have done it. So, and now I'm looking at starting the next book for After Runaway Romance. And I do want to kind of put a, if you don't mind, I'd like to put a little plug in for my book here.
Sure.
Because the book is so much fuller and richer. The movie is wonderful. And if you've read the movie, great. Thank you. I appreciate it. And it was so fun to get to watch that movie and have my name roll on the beginning credits based on the book by Muriel E. Farrell. But the book is much fuller and richer. And like I said, there's another story that if you saw the movie, you missed a lot that was in the book. And you would read the book and go, oh, gee, wow. It's similar to the movie, of course, but there's so much more. So I would encourage people, pick up the book too. Don't just watch the movie.
Oh, I would too. I am experienced as a screenwriter and doing a screenplay for a book. And you cannot write the emotions. You write, you give directions for the emotions that should be there, but you can't write what is in that person's heart and what is happening in their mind and what is happening in their spirit. Always felt like, well, it's okay to go ahead and see the movie first, if that's what you want, which is a good thing. But then you need to get that book and delve into it. That's that is you're missing so much.
And there's also a lot more of a faith thread. They had very, very little faith thread at all in the book. They mentioned God a couple of times and about, you know, maybe God brought you here for this reason. And I was really pleased that they did include that, but they didn't go to the depth of the transition and the change and the seeing what this person was going through and what the hurts that had been in their past life. And, you know, there's just so much more. So,
yeah, you can't put all of that in a screenplay at all. I mean, you can have a Christian movie and it can have a strong faith thread, but it, it you can't go into the depths. You just cannot.
That's right.
Yeah, because you've only got, what, 120 pages?
Right.
I think the screenplay is
actually, it's 82. It's 82.
Well, that
that was
the
what
up
it was.
One.
That's what they have to cut it down to. Well, it's because, excuse me, it's because of the commercials. And they have, it's 120 minutes. Yeah. But by the time they cut all the commercials out, there's actually 82 minutes of airtime. And they figure 1 minute per one page of script.
Yeah. Well, our movie is going to be released worldwide, not through television. It may go to television eventually, but you know, we had to keep it at 120 pages, and so
which,
it was really
would
hard
be wonderful.
To do that.
Yeah, but that's but awesome. Over 82 minutes.
Yeah. Dr. Ted Baer. I don't know if you know who he is, but he evaluates Christian scripts and helps. And when we sent our script to him the first time, we got an A rating, which is really hard. An A rating.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So, we're excited about it coming out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's,
we are.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You're out of time.
We're getting close to out of time. I would like you to give us the contact information where listeners can contact you.
Yes, I'd appreciate that. MiraleeFarrell.com. Basically, my website is, you can find all of my books there, and you can, there's a contact link there if you want to contact me. I have a blog there as well where you can post comments on the blog. And then my business is Mountain Brook Inc., and that is mountainbrookinc.com. So just www.mountainbrookinc or www.miraleeferrell.com. And it's M-I-R-A-L-E-E.
And F-E-R-R-E-L-L.
F-E.
Because
F-E-R-R.
F-E-R-R-E-L-L.
Yes. And then Facebook is just also just look up Miralee Farrell. I am the only one there on Facebook. It'll be really, really easy to find. And so I instead of friending me, though, I do ask that people go to my it's just Miralee Farrell fan group and join my fan group instead. And we can communicate there a lot more easily. And that's where I talk about my movie and my books and that type of thing. So,
yes. Okay, Miralee, I just thank you so much for spending this time with us. I especially wanted my listeners to meet you and hear about how God has moved in your life and then learn about all these marvelous things that are going on. And you were talking about your 60. Over 60, honey, I'm 75. And I'm still working.
You're
I'm still working. My husband is totally retired, and I am still working, but I love it.
You love it. That's the thing. I do, too.
Gave me to do. Yeah.
Same
well,
here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I will tell you, people do not have to go through an agent. I did mention agents, but you do not have to have an agent to contact Mountain Brook, Inc. with a proposal. So if you go to mountainbrookinc.com, and it's INK, you'll see the submissions link there, and you'll be able to see how to submit to us, and you do not have to have an agent.
Thank you.
So thank you for having me today.
This will become a free podcast on iTunes within a day or so.
Wonderful. I will be sure and pass the word. I've already posted the link for the live one on a couple of spots this morning. So thank you so much.
Okay. And we need to talk. We'll call
yes.
each other.
Okay. I'll email you
okay.
my phone number. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.